When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Expressway's coming up at 520. We're going to turn Brian loose with Krusty's Corner 2.0. He'll give you a bunch of takeaways. We have Rangers breaking news as the Yankees sign Max Fried. It's 8 years and $218 million, something like that. So around $26 wow. million dollars per season. That is a lengthy commitment for a guy that had some elbow nerve issues last year. They had to put him on the 15-day shelf. I'd be a little bit nervous, but I guess that Tommy John just comes with the territory these days.
Yeah, man. It's the largest guarantee in baseball history for a left-handed pitcher. So congratulations to Max Fried. But I have seen at least Nathan Eovaldi's wife has been liking some messages in terms of return to the Rangers.
There you go.
So okay. Maybe we're getting positive momentum with Evo coming back to Texas.
A lot of people paying attention to what others do on social media, looking for signs of, you know, if it's good or not.
Maybe it's good.
Looks like we got a thumbs up. Here's the Chief with your football's finest.
Which local Cowboys newspaper headline do you like better? Final nail in the McCoffin? Or please, Leon, let me out of this bleeping hellhole of disgust.
Option B, please.
Okay, very good. That's those are real. Those are real local headlines. You can probably find that in your driveway right now if you're waking up a little groggy after that that disaster last night.
What?
It sounded like groggy. It's supposed to be groggy. I threw an extra R in there.
A little
groggy. Groggery. I think would best describe. I mean, they were hot last night of the post game show, boy. These fans were raging. Shout out to Big Jim. Did he drop the crayon? The crayon?
He did.
He thinks McCarthy's using crayons to draw up plays?
Draw up plays, yeah. He used some animal that was drawn up with the crayon.
Oh, it was the armadillo, wasn't
armadillo
it? A drunk armadillo.
Drunk armadillo with crayons, yeah.
That's a pretty good call right there. And I did like the tweet from Wedgebuster88 on Twitter, low-key, in talking about our guy AO. Low-key might have saved us from a second McCarthy term. Bleep was getting uncomfortably close to going too well.
Yes.
I think that even more than the tank stuff, because you lose that, or you win that game last night, you're picking 14th. Today, you're picking 12th. So okay. It wasn't like it moved you that much. But in the McCarthy big picture, this was a pretty damning performance, especially with the way the offense did things, not being buttoned up in a lot of different areas, and it being the national televised game. You know, you're not hiding in Carolina at a noon kick. This was for the world to see.
You better hope that Cincinnati and New Orleans keep winning, though, or try to win, because they're even though they beat you, you're behind them in the draft order right now because of strength of schedule.
Yeah that's ridiculous. That's pretty dumb. When I saw the Bengals with the same record.
It's pretty dumb, but those are two losses you've taken, and you're behind both of them in the draft order.
3-1 since the Riz God took over.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they could get, but the quarterback broke his wrist.
Yeah, they might be rocking with DiNucci. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the Bengals will end up having more wins than you do. We'll see about New Orleans.
Man, I was just, I mean, literally in the pregame, Troy Aikman's calling Joe Burrow his favorite player of all time, mm-hmm. potentially. And when you watch him play for a full four quarters.
It's pretty damn impressive.
Oh, my Lord, was he just outstanding.
I
know this might be blasphemous, but he is right there with Mahomes.
It's not blasphemous. I've been trying to tell you guys for the last few years. He's quarterback, too.
Yeah, he's dang good. I mean, get him some protection in a defense.
He had about 15 sacks.
That could be an AFC rivalry if he was on a different organization.
I know. That's the bummer of this. I mean, his career could be wasted there in Cincy if they can't figure some things out.
Yeah.
Get an offensive line, I think he'll be great.
It'd be nice if you get an offensive line for the first time.
Geez, if you just give him a defense, it might just be okay.
They'll figure that thing
out. They got to the Super Bowl with a crappy line.
It's true. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Like, yeah, the Cowboys will have great moments with the pass rush and getting to him, but he will overcome most of it.
Oh, he did.
And then punish you with chunk plays down the field. Yep. And Jamar Chase, how could you not have already paid this guy if you're Cincinnati?
I asked Zach that question in the post game.
He's worth every
dollar.
How do
you not pay this guy? What's
those two together, it's just an uncanny connection.
They were talking about in the postgame how they rep the back shoulder inside. So as he makes that turn, he gets a running start to beat his man.
The bland play.
And then run away from the safety, just with this 180 loop. And he's obviously so athletic. He's built like a runner. Gosh, he was so awesome. Next Gen had him. He hauled in 9 of 11 targets on outbreaking routes for 122 yards, 2 touchdowns. The most receiving yards on outbreakers over the last 7 seasons. And then he had 75 yards after the catch as well. Of course, the big one on Bland there at the end was a lot of those yards. But now that gives him the most yak in the sport this year.
They 50-50 played him man and zone.
I was wondering what the plan was. Yeah. Was it just Zimmer just trusting his, hey, I got my horses at corner, let's just trust these guys? Because Diggs got taken to the freaking shed.
I kind of feel like, though, if you play a lot of zone against him, you're going to get those outbreaking routes. You know?
Yeah, there was plenty of times where Diggs is hugging up on the flat, and then Hooker's obviously late, and it's the easiest 15 yards you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Diggs was so frustrating last night. That the Chase Brown touchdown, the swing pass, which was a great tightrope. Diggs just
terrible angle.
Olayed it. It's not even. It's like he intentionally takes a terrible angle. He wants nothing to do with full contact right there. That was heartbreaking to watch. And he had a nice stop on Chase in the end zone on one of those.
He did. The tackle on the second down play.
The first series
made his presence felt.
Ball, yeah,
that was on Higgins though. Chase just embarrassed.
Well, I'm just
him.
Saying. I mean, actually, a good play where.
And then the fumble almost forced that fumble on Yoshi Vaj. That was a close one there. I thought maybe he had possession, but whatever. Bygones.
I don't know what a catch is anymore, by the way. I can't ever tell.
It's tough, I know.
I can't tell.
That one did not get 2 feet down and make a football move. It was the Dez.
I don't know. The guy was
ball clarification.
The guy was kind of putting the.
I thought so too. I think there was a chance.
When you're trying to tuck the ball, is that a football move? When you're trying to tuck it in your arm?
But I guess he didn't get both feet down at the same time. Like the referee expert in the box was at Pereira. He took about 3 seconds to be like, yeah.
Well, the Monday Night Football guy is the really bad one, whoever they put in there. Pereira is usually on Fox. I don't know who the ESPN guy is. I can't remember.
It's not that Matt Austin, right?
Isn't it McCauley?
No, he's NBC. Terry McCauley, I believe, is NBC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't even know who does the ESPN Monday
Dawson's
Night Football
on this one.
We'll see who can find it first, who's better. I'll tell you what, the guy that represented all of us.
John Perry?
John Perry.
Oh, John Perry stinks.
Yeah, joined ESPN in 2019. Yeah. Hasn't gotten very good at it 5 years on the job,
though. Really smells.
I think that's the guy. Who's the guy?
Oh, John Perry just left.
Yeah.
So now it's Russell Yerk.
Oh, so it ain't even a ref, I don't believe, right?
He was the former NFL replay vice president.
Okay, there we go.
They don't know what they're doing there.
These officials don't want this gig. They don't want, because have you ever listened to, like, when the college game's going on? What's my guy, Sean McDonough? He like, belittles that dude. Like, okay, yeah, see,
sure.
You agree with that one? And they'll go, yeah, all the way there, Sean. He'll go, all right.
What would you say you do around here?
Yeah.
It's like, what would you say?
Sean McDonough will belittle the referee dude.
2-4 waiting for Chiafalo to dog out Bland the way he constantly goes at Diggs. if Bland gave me reason, you know, if Bland came across as a guy that wanted to avoid things, you know, that was an awful play there on Jamar Chase. Just a terribly bad play.
Yep.
But across the board, I mean, Deron Bland actually played well yesterday. And there was a Chase Brown. What about the play where it's another reverse field situation? Here comes Chase Brown from left to right.
Yeah.
And it's the last man standing, Deron Bland, and he nips it in the bud right there. And then guess what? Now it's third and long, and you stop them, and they're settling for three. Yeah. Diggs is giving up the touchdown on that play.
Deron Bland comes downhill with authority.
It's two completely different versions of players. Yes, these guys are going to get beat. Jamar Chase has beaten everybody. And that was a disgusting play by Bland there at the end. But at no point throughout Bland's career will you ever question whether or not he wanted to be in on contact. Ever. So it's two completely different players.
You said that with some violence.
Well, because
you're mad, aren't you?
You're coming at him.
I know the feeling, man. I'm like.
Well, I love
this.
It. It fires me up because whenever I feel like I'm actually wrong about something, I will be like, hey, I understand. The Diggs thing, it's you're watching two different sports when you're watching Bland and Diggs play.
But you can have a great defense with him. You just got to have your front stop the run because, I mean, he's breaking up touchdowns. He's getting his hands on three or four footballs.
He got dominated yesterday.
Is that what the stats say?
I don't even know a single stat about the game.
I mean, the guy had like, what, how many picks did he have in 1 year? The guy's going to go get the football.
If you can pass breakups.
If you can stop the run.
That's what he did yesterday.
Yeah, two pass breakups that were big. That gave you a chance to win.
Well, I thought the tackle was good. That's what's annoying with him. He can tackle. But I agree. He does not show a willingness on a consistent basis to play physically.
And like Chase, it wasn't even, other than the one play in the end zone, Chase had his way with him. That was the only play that you would say check mark Diggs on Chase. Otherwise, the best receiver versus the highest paid corner, the corner got completely dominated.
But when he was healthy 2 years ago and not coming off another injury and rusty, you know, he's had good games as a cover guy and as a ball guy, right? I acknowledge maybe the worst tackling defensive back we've ever seen.
Now, but you're not getting the enough makeup for the cons.
I could see that.
This was the numbers bite Chase, if you want to go with next gen stuff.
Please, because I haven't seen him. I don't know. Just watching the game, it tells me that Chase completely owned Diggs.
He ate up all your corners.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a single one that really did a great job on
six
Chase.
Targets,
which is fair.
Six targets. This is Diggs. Six targets, five receptions, 57 yards, a quarterback rating of 106.3. Catch percentage was 83.3. Bland, three targets. Three catches, 56 yards, two touchdowns, quarterback rating of a 158.3. That's perfect. 100% catch for the game. Jordan Lewis, three targets, two receptions, 19 yards, 84 rating, 66.7 with the catch.
I mean, Jamar Chase is just,
he's a monster.
He is having like a top five season of all time. Like the way that he's pacing right now, he could end up, we look back at his career, and he's one of the greatest receivers to ever play. The dude's special. That's what's annoying. Chase got his. They didn't really allow anybody else to beat him. Like T. Higgins, like you mentioned, Diggs had some good moments on Higgins. They bottled him up. He had two catches the whole game.
Brown, the running back, was a factor.
He was good.
He was a factor in that game yesterday.
He was the Merrill Hodge factor back.
Yeah.
One other point on this guy, Jamar Chase and Lamar Jackson. I love the new grills that they can play with. They almost look like regular teeth. I don't know if they're like lighter or just, but it looks like their real teeth are super diamondy.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was badass. And did Kendricks play well? I mean, he had a couple of big plays late. It seemed like maybe was dialed.
Kendrick, I tell you what, with Kendricks is, he gives you everything he has. I think he's getting a little wore down.
Okay.
I really do. And, you know, he's in on every tackle. He looks old. Him and Leofau actually together is a pretty good little combination.
Yeah, I thought they had some going there.
Yeah, good. They actually do have a.
They're going to need that because without Overshown, that's a big bummer.
Did you see the stressed out middle aged Cowboys fan ripping a heater with the open roof?
Yes,
in the stands.
Yes.
So I saw this because I had a Tolo reach out and say, "Wolchuk, is this your dad?" At AT&T Stadium, and I was like, "No, Papa Wolchuk has actually quit the SIG since granddaughter was born, and I'm very proud of him for that." Yeah. But my dad totally would have done this about a year ago.
We got to get Papa Wolchuk on the old Yeah. Leonard Zinnard's.
That's right.
I might, maybe get, I should. Get that little Hanukkah gift.
Get that man a lip pillow for Hanukkah. Okay.
This looks so sweet in the stocking.
It would. Hey, Dad. Hey, get him that coffee flavor. Happy Shout Chinooka. Out to you, Dawson. Yeah. Surprise, surprise, Pops. No, he is going to love it, though. Okay, elsewhere, we have the Eagles situation that's going on right now, which is super funny. Did you guys see their kicker missing another field goal and the ball landed on the face of a female Eagles fan and sent her to the hospital?
So I can't.
She left the game in a wheelchair.
Was she not?
Hitting her in the face.
She wasn't on the other side of the net? That hooked it that bad?
Yeah, it was bad. He's 0-for from 50-plus this year. This Eagles kicking situation is really, really bad right now. Like, A.J. Brown should actually be trying to pick a fight with this guy, maybe even over Jalen
Hurts. Maybe he should just kick.
But
touch the ball more.
I understand the Jalen Hurts thing. I saw this leading up to the game, and so I don't know how the numbers have changed, but Rich Erbar on Twitter, A.J. Brown has 13 total targets in the second half of games since the Eagles' Week 5 bye. That was leading into Sunday's game versus Carolina.
You think there's some hate going on in that organization?
I'm sure that has A.J. Brown frustrated to the point where he's actually changed his Instagram profile picture. Here we go to the Joker. Amid rumors that he's beefing with Jalen Hurts. So now he's doing the social media thing, even though we already had Al Shaiir claim that he was going to be the Joker of the league. So maybe we could have a Joker off between Shaiir and Brown.
I like a good Joker off.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it's hilarious. You know, I just don't know how you could be in that kind of a situation and not sacrifice or have better impulse control. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you would really be wanting to move on from this situation in the off season. We were great last year. You know, we're on our way again this year, and we can't be more professional than that. I got no room for that in my organization.
Well, here's the Eagles fans, men, women, and children alike, leaving Lincoln Financial after almost...
Children involved?
Children. Oh, of course. I think we come out of the gates with a seven-year-old, and he's got a dart on his lip as well as he says this.
I don't know why we're struggling with Carolina. They suck. They went 2-15 last year.
We should have fucking killed them.
It was it's an okay, and then it was like, ooh, we won.
Woo! Jalen Hurts is not the answer.
Is that who we're putting on right now?
We have a number one defense, running back. Jalen Hurts is not the answer.
Big time win. Hurts balling out. Psych. He didn't do anything.
I think we should get a new quarterback. Maybe draft like Jackson Dart or like Jalen Milroe.
Why is Brown not getting enough touches?
You gotta include A.J. Brown, man.
I would not let Nick Sirianni come to the game within the first half because then he couldn't call the first set of plays and he can let Kellen Moore just run Saquon Barkley the entire time and we would win the game within the first half.
We gotta run the ball. I don't know what we're doing. Why second and one? Run the f***ing football.
What would you do differently if you coached?
I would give Saquon the ball every time, and I would pass to A.J. Brown when he opened.
Is that easy, Nick Sirianni?
The Eagles should have won by more. I'm disappointed.
12.5-point favorites? You got to these dudes.
They're just jerking around.
Jerking around.
Jerking around.
Stop jerking around.
And beat the teams you need to beat.
The one guy's like, Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart. Dude, you're going to be freaking... You might end up eating...
Those weren't better solutions there.
But in the bad way, not the Super Bowl victory way.
But this is exactly what we want, man. They're sitting there with 11 wins. But if you didn't know any better, you would think this a team ready to pick in the top five.
Pure chaos. I love it. Thank you, Chief. Okay. Another edition of the finest.
I gotta hear the real version because I don't know what this fight is.
Point favorites, you gotta these dudes.
We gotta what these dudes?
He said F these dudes. Okay.
What?
I guess that football passion in Philadelphia, they're just built a little different.
Filthy.
Yeah. Okay, we got the expressway. I'll get you caught up on everything that's been developing in the world of sports as far as your local and national headlines. Then we're going to get Krusty's Corner 2.0 with more film takeaways from yesterday's defeat. It's next year.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the nation.
All right, here's the punt by Ryan Rako.
Oh, got it.
Ball is blocked.
Got it.
Oh, no, the Cowboys touch it. The Bengals are going to have the ball.
Oh, no.
You can't touch it when it's blocked beyond the line of scrimmage, and the Bengals are going to have it at the 45.
Oh, somewhere Leon Lett. Saying, I'm off the hook.
That's the exact play without the snow.
Oh, no. That did not just happen.
That did just happen.
Man, and it happened 3 years ago. That's your Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Mike McCarthy and Bones Fossil coaching on a Cowboys team where that occurred. And that just, man, I don't know. I think that would be the straw that breaks the camel's back if I'm Jerry. But I think he's still clinging to the idea that maybe we could keep this coaching staff together. And the team's been playing better. You know, I don't know. DeMarvian Overshown going to be out for the rest of this year and maybe next. Let's take a look at that and the rest of the day in headlines here as we hit the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. This is the Buffalo Wild Wings football hour, Zachary.
Where B-dubs is football.
The Mavs are in OKC tonight. It is the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. And it's a big game here in the Western standings. The Thunder have one less loss than the Mavericks. So we're looking for an update on PJ Washington, listed as questionable. Hardy and Marshall are out. Rangers lost four spots in the MLB draft lottery. They fall from 8 to 12. Not the biggest deal in the world, but we were kind of hoping they could get number one and take Matt Holliday's little brother, but that didn't come together for them. Max Fried went to the Yankees already. It's 8-218, most guaranteed cash ever for a lefty pitcher. So that's one name that's, you know, out of the running now for the Rangers, but maybe that's you know, something that could help Eovaldi come. We're standing by really for news on that at any time. The headline in the morning news today was that it's decision time. So I anticipate we'll have that next 24, 48 hours or sooner. How about this one, Wolchuk, our baseball expert, longtime pre- and post-game show host, filling in for Jared Sandler there for many years, did a heck of a job. Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals, ongoing trade discussions, 8-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, willing to switch to first base to facilitate a deal. What do you think of that for the 33-year-old?
I love it, and I know we have a favorite in Nathaniel Lowe, but the Rangers have kind of been open about being willing to possibly make a move there. Nolan Arenado would probably demand quite a big package to be able to get him away, but at 33 years of age, he is a Gold Glove Award winner as well. I think defensively he'd be an upgrade, and with the bat, that would be very exciting. I would be pretty freaking pumped if the Rangers could pull this off. Last year, you look at his numbers and considerably better than what you got from Nathaniel Lowe. So I'd love it. I'd love it if CY could maybe get creative and swing a deal like this.
They made a trade with the Cards a couple of years ago. The Cards, you know, took on the majority of the salary for prospects. And, you know, obviously the Rangers got Montgomery and a World Series out of it. So maybe there's a pipeline there. With Overshown, good news, bad news. No meniscus damage, no nerve damage. He did tear all three ligaments, PCL, MCL, and ACL. And Mike McCarthy saying it's unlikely that he will play in 2025. We were all, you know, looking at the timeline of recovery from that, and it said 9 to 18 months, which is a big range. But who knows? I heard that he worked really well in coming back from the last one, so yeah, maybe he's a quick healer.
Yeah, he and Britt Brown did a really nice job. I mean, as far as what he needed to do to get back, and he's a good worker, very diligent. I heard nothing but positive things about him and the efforts that he made to come back. And so that's what you got to have. You got to have a guy that's willing to come every single day, and when it's not easy, find a way to fight through it. And I think that's what you got right there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's going to be a glowing report, because I think Britt Brown usually thinks everybody's a slap D.
Yeah.
So he clearly worked his ass off.
Yeah. McCarthy press conference was back there at 4 o'clock. If you want to go back and listen, said they should have run the ball more and some other things. Here's Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner 2.0.
Yeah, we heard the punt block, and I kind of want to walk through it because I think there's a couple of things that are going to happen here. And I had the good fortune last night as Jesse Holly and I were texting back and forth, and Jesse, you know, played special teams for a while in this league, and he was kind of talking about some things. He's like, listen, when you watch the tape, you'll see what I'm talking about. And he's absolutely right. And you start to think about techniques and things. And he made mention that with Nick Vigil and the way that he was able to win right off the jump. And he gets back there, Doss, you're talking about get back there on the punter there. But what Jesse was kind of talking about was being able to take the ball off the punter's foot. You know, and that's extending. And Jesse was also talking about the hands. He's called what I'm showing right now, like it's called making a diamond with your hands. So it's your hands are really over the top of each of the other hand. And instead, when Nick went back there, his hands were separated. And what he tried to do was slap down at the ball. And Jesse was talking about that make the diamond and just extend the hands. And then the ball will deflect backwards. When your hands are split and you slap down, tendency for the ball to ricochet up the field.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'll check all this out. And Jesse was absolutely right. So when you watch the play, it might be a little bit of a nitpicky thing Jesse was explaining. It's like, hey, listen, guy did block the damn punt.
Details win, though.
But maybe if you catch a break there, you know, if you get all the way back there, you have the diamond pattern, you extend the hands, you take it off his foot, ball gets knocked backwards instead of going forward. And so this is where I also...
That's not the biggest mistake made on that play, though.
No, it's not. And, you know, McCarthy tried to explain it as guys are in a vice technique on the outside. So they're taking the flyer from the Bengals up the field. They're taking him out of bounds is really what they're doing. So they hear the thud in the crowd, and they turn... And they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's a fair because you can see it on the tape. They're blocking and they hear the noise, they hear the crowd, they see the ball. They don't know. Is this a fake? Is the ball fumbled? Is there something going on?
Yeah.
You know, that you don't know that. And I understand. I'm not trying to give, you know, anybody a pass here, but that's a pretty good...
Doesn't the team yell block, block, block?
Okay, this is the biggest problem.
Peter, Peter, Peter.
Okay.
There you go.
This is the biggest problem.
Don't touch the Peter.
Peter. All this happened on the Cincinnati sideline. All of this happened. The ball got deflected towards their sideline. This ball gets deflected to the Dallas sideline. I guarantee you the bench is screaming what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, they're yelling... Because if you look at the tape, the overhead shot like you were talking about, Dawson, you see Bones Fossil is waving his hands like, stay away, but they're opposite sideline. Okay, Bengals, they're in shock. They just got a ball blocked, you know. So, unfortunately, though, for AO, he's kind of in that where he's not sure what's going on, but nobody on the bench is helping him. Now, Turpin runs flying forward trying to yell, you know, Maris Leofau is waving his arms like, stay away, stay away, stay away. But they're all within distance. It's all distance. It's not like right there. It's not somebody screaming at him right there. But the second hop is what got AO. It's the first bounce, and then he's going to try and field it off the second bounce. The second bounce, he's thinking it's going to probably go into his chest, and he could just scoop it and then, you know, make the recovery. The second bounce kicks it left. So now it's on his left arm, and that's where he has the collision. He's not been able. He's thinking he's going to be able to play the ball in his chest on the hop, and it bounces.
It kicked left.
It kicked left on him. So they get
damn
a terrible
long ball.
And then what happened, though, for the Bengals returner, it got kicked right into his hands. So that's just sometimes some of these things happen. You know, but Bones, Leofau, Turpin, everybody was yelling. Those guys were yelling, get away, get away, get away.
But, I mean, the play really shouldn't have happened because of that face mask, you know? I mean, you caught the biggest break in the world, and then you gave it back.
Yeah, that absolutely was a face mask play on Leofau. I mean, he's there. I mean, Joe Burrow's helmet gets ripped to the side, basically, and Scott Novak, the official. Dallas only had four penalties last night, you know, and this was the crew Eric, you and I talked about. They had nine penalties the first time that Novak's crew.
Yeah, the Atlanta game.
In the Atlanta game.
Sounds like the league put in a call for a Cowboys comeback season.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, some offensive stuff here real quick if I can. Lamb's fourth down touchdown. I'm going to give McCarthy some credit. This is really a gutsy call by him to pass up sure points with the extra point. They go empty formation, which puts Lamb in the slot against Hilton. We've talked about the guy to attack in this thing was Hilton was one of those guys. He's the nickel corner. He doesn't react at all to Lamb's corner route. Excellent job by Rush hanging in there. There's the safety is unblocked. So it's a blitzer in his face, and then he lets it fly. But great route by Lamb to get to the corner. Nobody there. The route to the outside, it's plenty of space for him to make the catch. So really a gutsy call by McCarthy to go for it on fourth and two and get the result. Sticking with Lamb here, the big run after catch he had on the screen in the flat, he's able to make Pratt, the linebacker, miss in space on him, and he brings the ball all the way back to the opposite side. Lamb got a great block from Tyler Smith, and then he's off to the races. Hilton, the corner, is able to run him down. Eric, we talked about how fast Lamb was going at that time, 19.25 miles an hour.
Woo.
That was the fastest play that he had in the game last night. But great job by Lamb of making Pratt, the linebacker, miss in space and then carrying that thing all the way across. If they could have got one more block, say, with Hilton, he came, he took a really good angle and was able to get Lamb out of bounds. Rush's interception. Okay, I mentioned this earlier. I don't know really. I'm not sure what Rush was really thinking here because – the play is set up where Ferguson's going to run the wheel behind Lamb's route. And it's open, but Rush chooses to throw the ball inside where Lamb was in no position to receive it. Lamb was really like a guy that was setting the pick there. He was just trying to like be, you know, don't be a guy that's like you're blocking or anything like that so you get the offensive pass interference. He was just trying to set up like he was going to get the ball, but Rush threw it to him. If they throw the wheel, it's going to be a touchdown. But the problem is you're going to get a call for illegal formation on Schoonmaker for lining up on the ball. So here it is. It's an interception. You get a penalty against the Cowboys. It's not going to be a touchdown. But I don't understand what Cooper Rush was doing there because it looked like to me they were throwing the design wheel. I mentioned the deep shot they didn't take to Cooks in this game. This is Rush having no confidence in getting the ball to Cooks on that deep route, that deep corner route there. Rush has to do is lay the ball out in front of Cooks, and it's likely a touchdown. The play they have eight men blocking, they get them all picked up, you know, and so now it's a little bit of a leakage on the backside, but Rush can still step up and make the throw all the way across the field. Instead, he checks the ball down to Daddle. And instead of having a potential touchdown in a huge play, they get 10 yards out of it. Okay, that's good. But they called that play in mind with the way they blocked it to try and get the deep shot down the field. Rico Dowdle's 27-yard run. This was a really, really well-blocked play right off the right side there. It was Schoonmaker, Steele, Lipke, and Bass. Steele and Schoonmaker were able to seal the edge, which allowed both Bass and then Lipke to get to the outside. Dowdle does a great job of hitting the crease and then outrunning Pratt, the linebacker, up the sidelines. But we're starting to see the blocking from Schoonmaker, Steele playing a lot better. Good to see that Hunter Lipke was involved in a block there, and then Bass also getting out to the outside. Cowboys have always been one of these teams. It seems like they run the ball more inside. But this one, they were able to get the ball to the outside, and it was one of the biggest runs of the year for them. All right, I want to say this, and this is the final thing I want to talk about. I think these officials missed a hip tackle. You know, the that personal foul hip tackle.
Hip drop.
Hip drop tackle. This is when Dowdle had a carry for minus one. And Pratt, the linebacker, brings Dowdle down with a hip tackle, which wasn't called. And so all of a sudden it goes from, you know, potentially a unsportsmanlike conduct or personal foul penalty, 15 yards, go forward. It's a negative run. It's now second and 11. But, man, if you want to talk about the example of what a hip tackle is, man, that
textbook hip, huh?
Yeah, that was one of them. And I kind of feel like that maybe, you know, maybe the Cowboys are going to send that one in and say, listen, that right there should have been called, because Pratt clearly throws the weight of his body into the back of Dowdle's legs. It ends up being a negative play there.
Krusty's Corner, most every afternoon at 3:40 here in the nation. Today, the Mike McCarthy press conference preempted pretty much the whole thing, so we brought it back here for you inside the expressway. And you know now, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander was back with LA Live. They were missing you on Thursday and Friday, buddy.
Much appreciated.
Luke.
Yeah, your boy's catching a cramp right here. My right foot is amazing right now, bro.
Foot cramp.
Yeah, foot cramp. I've been trying to stretch out my right leg a lot.
Uh-huh.
So the more I get it activated, the more cramps I get in that darn foot.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I'm going to work it out, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, you will. I get like this weird cramp now, like right after my chin, before my Adam's apple, there's a muscle in there and it's cramping.
That's weird.
It is crazy.
That sounds horrible.
How'd you activate that?
It's very uncomfortable.
Lockjaw?
The jaw cramp is awful.
Yeah. I'm going to need a minute.
Have you guys ever got cramp in your ribs?
Yes. I get it right there.
And you can't, you're trying to turn and you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. God. During ab workouts.
Oh.
All of a sudden you can't like straighten.
I'm just talking about cramps in the ribs, Lucius.
I'm talking about getting up off the cab.
I'm pretty sure it's a muscle. Oh. It can't be your rib.
I don't know what the hell is going on, but ab workout, I don't know what you're talking about there.
All right. All right. Let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Right into the great Rick James. Who's calling me?
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk, baby. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
She's not going to preserve your peace. And I know there's some women in here like, no, I'll preserve my man's peace. And you're a f***ing liar. Because think about a time your man was in the room by himself, staring off into the distance, smiling, and you walk past the room. Did you look at him and go, he looks happy, I'm gonna leave him by himself, he looks happy? Or did you go, the f*** is he smiling about?
Yeah.
It better be me, it better be f***ing me.
Shout out to comedian Ryan Davis right there for telling the God's honest truth about you, ladies. This is LA Live for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. That's a fact. Women do not want to see you happy unless they're in control of it or they're sharing that moment with you. Believe me, if you go somewhere without her, she asks you, did you have a good time? You know how to play it, fam. Mm. Oh, yeah, it was cool. You could have had a time of your life.
Yeah.
Okay. All your money spent and everything. Oh, it was all right.
You missed you.
Yeah, I was thinking about you the whole time, actually.
Yeah. I had a best time Saturday at Spittle's deal and Sunday at the Globe, and both times I came home, I was like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. Yeah, couldn't wait to get home to you, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I get treated bad when I have fun, so I don't say anything about it, you know?
And don't mention you got a little money.
I never do that.
Dang.
I'd never, ever,
trying
ever.
To get your hair done.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
They're making up stuff to get done now. Got to get the brows done, the lashes done.
Yeah.
Making like a dang car wash.
Tapping our pockets, bro. Before I get started here on a Toxic Tuesday, did y'all see your boy, John Gruden? He linked up with supposedly this real big Raider fan named Black Widow.
Yes, I saw this, and there was some alleged foolery to the video.
Yeah.
Post-coital?
Yeah.
That's what people are thinking. Hold on, I'll let him play it for a second. Hold on.
Well, I'm sitting here with the famous Black Widow. There is no bigger Raider fan. You're in town for the Bucks Raiders.
I am.
Give me the scoop, man. What's the take?
We're going to win. Yeah, I think we're going to win. The Bucks have a lot of injuries. I mean, I know we do too, but I think think we're going to pull out this win. Pull up an upset, because I know we got a lot of doubters out there right now.
What makes you the best Raider fan? What's your loyalty all about?
Yeah.
Just the silver and black, man. Well, you're the first coach that I started watching when I got into football.
I love you.
Yeah. What makes you the best Raider fan?
Tell the people what I already know.
Tell me. Yeah.
And his shirt's inside out.
His shirt
sweaty.
Is inside out, bro.
I thought the same thing.
Looked like he just got finished moving the Christmas stuff out of the attic. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of sweating a little bit.
She's got him feeling nice.
Yeah,
very nice. I figured she must be cute by the way he was talking to her, but I just searched her.
Yeah. You need to relax. Yeah. You need to relax, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic Raiders fan.
It's a Raiders.
It is a classic Raiders. She looked great on the back of a Harley.
Yeah. She was showing her fanmanship, I think, to old Gruden. How much do you really love your Raiders? Like my LSU coach. Boy, you sure love your Tigers. I tell you what, girl. Yeah, I'll take this photo with you in the bed. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
That's my coach right there, boy. Toxic Tuesday. It wasn't toxic yesterday, but it did get toxic with two segments left of the G-Bag Nation.
Uh-oh.
On an early edition. Two segments left. At the end of one segment, We got Mr. Brian Broaddus and Mr. Gavin Dawson going back and forth. Now, the subject was
the geezer boy coach.
The tight end, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Whitlock.
Jason
Whitlock.
That's what John Gray called him last week, Jason Whitlock.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Holy crap. His favorite Cowboys lineman of all time.
Well, I would have stopped that down. Hey, we got to fix that, bro. We got to fix that. Yeah, you guys are going back and forth about Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Broaddus believes that they will interview him, and that's all he's saying. I'm just saying.
Yep.
There's about eight different I'm just sayings in this little in this situation, and it got really toxic too, fam.
That's all I'm saying. That's why I think he's going to get an opportunity,
and this,
because they know the player. They know the person. That's why I think he gets an opportunity.
Of course, that is the voice of Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, and he knows better than anybody how that
things work. I'm not saying that. Don't throw that in there, Dawson. I'm just saying.
I was just trying to give you some love, brother.
It's not with you. It doesn't come that way sometimes. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Now, in Brian's defense, I've heard my entire life about me and my brother. A lot of times people can't tell if we're joking or serious.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, so yeah, 100%. Yeah, it sounds smarmy as hell, Dawson.
Of course, that is the voice of Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, and he knows better than anybody how that
I'm not saying. Hey, I'm not saying that. Don't throw that in there, Dawson. I'm just saying. It's not with you. It doesn't come that way sometimes. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I was backpedaling quick out of that one. Wow, I was like, dang.
Trying to be cool here, but all right.
I don't know. I was getting ready for that pregame, Dawson. You know how it gets out there for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Out there at the,
my parents texted me right after that, and they said, told you Brian didn't like you. I'm definitely playing here,
that's
brother. Definitely
not
playing.
True. That's not true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You're saying that.
It's LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hold on. Hey. That's the vibe we own. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. I cleaned out the Instagram. I got everything you've ever sent me so far. I did not know there was like a little wall of accounts that don't get to me.
Oh, the request thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to get in there.
Yeah. You're not following each other or whatever. You're not friends or whatever yet.
Yeah, I got to get in there. Nice. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. I'll be looking for the girls first. Then I finally get to you guys. Ladies first. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Steel Champ, comes from College Game Day. They were talking to Coach Kirby Smart and UT head coach, Coach Sark. And Nick Saban was just sitting over there shaking his head like, these fools are lying.
When you play in a rematch, how do you balance maybe some adjustments you want to make as opposed to anticipating what adjustments they might make?
I think that's a great question. I don't think you overthink it. I think you try to do simple better. Block tackle is what it comes down to. Everybody wants to make it about the scheme, but a lot of times it comes down to the players, not the scheme.
No, I think hit the nail on the head. You know, we always use the analogy. We never want to get paralysis by analysis. You overanalyze, then your players aren't performing the way they can play. So take in the information, then you try to prepare them to go play.
Yeah, well, I think they're both bullshitting us, but.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. All right, the Baseball Insider. I love this audio right here. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. This is John Heyman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm at first thinking I thought it was Hyman. It's like, this dude's name is John Hyman? It's awesome.
It was for a while, but they broke that, I think, a couple generations ago, switched to Hyman.
Yeah, okay, I thought so.
They broke that, huh?
Yeah. Well, he was on WFAN up there in New York on the night show with Keith McPherson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Started a conversation about Juan Soto and all, you know, the MLB free agency and whatnot. And Keith made a joke that Heyman was not a fan of. Listen to this. I'll give you the joke first. This is the point of contention. This is the point of contention.
Juan Soto. You knew that was going to come up. I saw your tweet that Juan Soto might come up, and that's the main thing. And when I look at your tweets and when I look at your history, I always say, okay, this guy's part of Boris Korp. What's the percentage of the Juan Soto contract that you're going to get when you break the news on where he signs?
Right there. He doesn't like that. Not a fan of that. Not a fan.
Don't you question my
He tries
integrity.
To play it cool, too. He tries. Listen.
No. Unfortunately, I get no money for anything. I have no financial stake
Not even 0.01. A 0.01 would be a lot.
Nope. I have no stake. I don't know where you get that from. But.
Try to play it cool.
Wow. The plotting you got to do, I guess, to be in New York radio. Like, man, I don't know what absolute zinger I'm going to ask Heyman tomorrow night. What do you got for me?
Gotta show your chops.
I guess. How much it's a ballsy question, dude. Yeah. Well, it's good content.
Yeah, I think he's trying to. I don't know if he was trying to be funny or edgy. I don't know what he was doing. Heyman was not a fan of it.
No.
Now, Heyman is notorious for saying somebody got picked up and it didn't happen.
Oh, is he?
What was his tweet? He tweeted out somebody was getting picked up.
He has a couple of swings and misses.
Does he?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, that's a big one, bro.
Well, last year he said John Gray was going to start a World Series game, and that didn't happen. That was probably the biggest one because it was Ranger related. But he does have. He's not the most trusted.
Yeah, I mean, he made a slippage. He brings it up. Well, I mean, Keith brings it up, and that's when he just gets all the way out there.
What I think is, it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So, one, it's a credit to your work, your following, and how.
By the way, I won't be going out with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious, yeah.
John,
asking me if I'm getting a cut because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. Yeah. I know you don't, but that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I am
done with you. I am not taking this that serious. Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that way.
He's getting emotional there. If I'm his PD, I'm saying A+, kid. Keep it up.
Wow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because now the Baseball Insider guys are going to join the station, the whole damn station.
Yeah. It's just like a huge boycott on it now.
He said, sorry, guys. Oh, John's got to get to bed.
I mean, it was a joke. I'll go for it. I'll go for it. I think that's kind of like the Howard Stern thing where maybe the reaction is negative from some people and the PDs are worried, but you can't play scared.
No, you can't play scared.
Let them hang.
That's okay. So the Tolos are right. He announced Aaron Judge to the Giants.
Yeah, I know there was something out here.
But instead of he had the typo in Aaron, and he put Arson Judge as signing with the Giants, and then he didn't even sign with the Giants.
Yeah. Oh, I said Arson, not Aaron.
Duh. Yeah.
Can't believe it. Come on. I can't believe it.
I'm done with you. I'm not taking this that serious. Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John.
I can't even believe it.
God, was he lunging at the screen?
He was getting angry, man. That's not good.
That is hilarious.
Can't believe it. Can't believe it.
What else we got right here for you boys on a...
Dude, okay, 917, what? He sounds like Marty Funkhauser.
Oh, R.I.P. Super Dave. Yeah. Yeah.
Super Dave Osborne?
Yeah. Yes, he sounds just like him.
Yeah, he does. Not to say that.
He's on the verge of losing his voice at all times. Is that from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah. Oh, I got it again.
And I am not done with you. I'm not taking this serious.
Goodbye.
John, do we, you know, thank you for joining us, John.
I can't even believe it.
Jeez.
I can't believe it, bro.
Just hang up.
It took him like a minute for that question to totally digest. The longer it went on, the more he couldn't believe it.
It did. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. LA Live on a Toxic Tuesday. You guys see an angry customer to crash his car into a Utah car dealership.
Okay, I've seen the clip. I've seen the clip. I don't know any of the backstory.
It was over a refund dispute. My man wanted a refund because basically he thinks they sold him a lemon.
Yeah.
But he bought the car as is.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, the as is games.
Yeah, I know. Like,
we might have sold you a lemon, but you signed that paperwork, fam.
No take backs.
Yeah. That's your signature right there, sir.
Yeah, it's you right there, pal. Yeah, he's been calling up there over and over again. He told him, I'm going to drive my car through your front door if you don't fix this situation. They never did. They're just laughing. You know, they out there smoking cigarettes trying to get more car sales going on. Then all of a sudden, this fool, what is he driving? What is this?
Looks like a Subaru Legacy.
Subaru Outback.
Okay.
He drove his darn Subaru Outback through the place.
Ooh. Oh, I want it, huh? I told you, mother...
Yeah.
Whoa. Bro. Call the cops.
He said, I told you, MF.
Don't act surprised now.
Don't act surprised, baby. I told you, MF, I'm coming. And hell's coming with me.
Wow.
Man of his word. Bro.
Yeah. Good stuff right there, bro. Don't play that as is game with people.
No. Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Read the fine print.
Yeah. I want to get into flipping cars, too. I want to buy some and flip them. You know what I'm saying? With some of this crypto money.
There you go.
Put some real money in my hands. But I don't want nobody coming and knocking at my door talking about a fuel pump that I sold them or something.
Yeah.
You know, 4 o'clock in the morning knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Lucius, come on outside. We just want to talk.
We just want to talk.
We just want to talk to you.
That guy's got a tire iron in his hand.
Exactly. I sold my car, my first car, a 1980 Datsun 510 to my buddy one day for $300.
Dang.
About 2 months later, he comes up to me and goes, man, I think you might have sold me a lemon. You know, are you sure everything was all right with that car? I was like, bro, it was $300.
Yeah,
I told you I had to put a quart of oil in it every week.
Damn.
You know? Was it the two-door or the four-door?
It was the four-door.
Four-door.
He didn't dump like $1,500 into this car after buying it from you.
Yeah, I don't think he had the 15 hundo for much.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, he was in bad shape.
All right. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I will holla. Peace.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander. Every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, it's a Tuesday night. You know what that means, boys.
TD Tuesday!